Well, to Texas now. There are over 400,000 Muslims living in that state. It's actually the fourth largest Muslim population in the country. And last week, 400 of them opened their mail to find a survey sent out by State Representative Kyle Biederman. It first laid out a discussion of Sharia law, then asked if recipients agreed with declarations from two Muslim groups against Islamic extremism. The third question in the survey asked if the Texas Muslims felt that the Muslim Brotherhood, the Egyptian political group, which is considered extremist by some Arab countries, should also be designated a terrorist organization by the United States. We'll link you to the letter in the survey that Texan Muslims received at herenow.org. It was sent ahead of next Tuesday's Texas Muslim Capital Day. That's a day every 2 years in which Muslim leaders and lawmakers meet for workshops and education. And the survey was followed by a forum yesterday, which Representative Biederman said was to defend against radical Islamic terrorism. Sarwat Hussein is president of the San Antonio chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. She's also on the board of CARE. She joins us from San Antonio. Sarwat, what are people saying?
This letter is like a neo-Nazi type of letter, reminiscent of McCarthyism. It's very misleading, humiliating, intimidating, disgusting, and downright offensive.
What did you think when you opened it?
See, it is very common for our organization to receive things like this all the times by different people. But when I read and I saw it is coming from our lawmaker, it is shocking to see where he is wasting his time. If he wants to get to know the Muslim communities in the state and even around the nation, these are highly educated. Their children are not running on the streets or in the bars or in the gangs. I mean, the community should be awarded for that.
Well, the poll asks three basic things. Whether or not Muslims, you and others in the state, support the declaration of the Muslim Reform Movement. What is that?
We do not know. We would like to have the explanation. And where is this movement? The 6 to 8 million Muslims in the United States have not heard of it.
Well, we're reading that this is a group of Muslims who met in Washington after the Paris and San Bernardino attacks, declaring, "We're Muslims who live in the 21st century. We stand for a respectful, merciful, and inclusive interpretation of Islam." They also are accusing Saudi-backed mosques of perhaps being involved in fomenting terrorism. So there is that group. But you're saying, beyond being asked if you support this group, you don't feel that anybody of any faith should be asked questions about their beliefs.
Yes, if we are a danger, show us the evidence.
What do you say to the people who say the evidence is in the several lone wolf attacks that have happened in the U.S. perpetrated by Muslim?
How many are several? One life lost is too many, okay? But if you say only Muslims are doing that, when only isolated cases have taken place, compare them with all the rest of the killings in the country. Muslims that have done this kind of thing, they should be punished.
This isn't the first time that a member of the state legislature there in Texas has made headlines for what some perceive as an anti-Islamic sentiment. In 2015, your state rep, Molly White, asked Muslims who were in town for the biannual Muslim Day publicly declare an allegiance to the country before being allowed into her office. Is there a whiff of that about these letters to you, this idea that it's almost a loyalty pledge?
These are just a handful of lawmakers. Instead of paying attention to the dire issues of the state, they are wasting their time by this fear-mongering.
Well, Mr. Biederman was just sworn into office on January 10th. He says the House leadership there approved his use of a committee chamber to conduct his hearing about the survey, but also he says he has the right to send it out on official paper. But others, San Antonio Republican Joe Strauss, the House Speaker, say that it's wrong to single out any group based on their religion. Do you plan on asking the state how they feel about somebody representing the state and sending a letter into your homes?
We are planning to continue with this, and this is not going to stop. We are going to continue with our fight, and we need the answers. See, the majority of the people are good people. We all are standing up together. It is just a few handful of these hate mongers. They are the ones who come forward and make the news.
That's Sarwat Hussain, president of the San Antonio chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. Sarwat, thank you so much.
You're most welcome.